Kid Craddock Morning Show. Morning Show.
Hey, it's Kelly Raspberry with the Showbiz Top 5.
Number 5.
Remember when 82-year-old John Hetlinger performed Drowning Pool's Bodies on America's Got Talent? Well, the band loved it so much, they've invited Mr. Hetlinger to play with them this Saturday night at the Chicago Open Air Festival.
Number 4.
Prince Harry went on Facebook Live to share footage of himself getting an HIV test. He wanted to show us all how easy it is, how important it is for everyone to be tested. And by the way, he is HIV-free and single.
Number 3.
The 24th annual ESPY Awards were held last night, with awards handed out in more than 30 categories. Among the winners for Best Male and Female Athletes, LeBron James and Breanna Stewart, and the best team, the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Number 2.
Lots of celebrities are getting into this Pokemon Go phenomenon. John Mayer posted a screen grab of him being asked if he'd like to confirm his in-app purchase of 14,500 Pokecoins for $99.99. He captioned it, "Yes, I do."
Number 1.
For whatever reason and why now, Taylor Swift's rep confirmed yesterday she wrote Calvin Harris's hit, "This Is What You Came For." He responded on Twitter saying, "I know you're off tour and you need someone new to try and bury like Katy, etc., but I'm not that guy, sorry." Katy Perry retweeted a post she made over a year ago when her feud with Taylor was at fever pitch, timed, "The Ultimate Truth Teller." And that's your Showbiz Top 5.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show.